This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Steve Alexander has the reports coming up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Well, this is disturbing. Wisconsin, America's Dairyland, lost 47 dairy farms last month. It's on pace to lose 450 by the end of the year. It is the worst year for dairy farm closures in Wisconsin since 2013. And it is not surprising, given low milk prices, below break-even milk prices, that farmers have had to deal with for more than 3 years now. Production costs continue to go up. Electricity, gas, insurance, machinery. Mike North, who's president of the Dairy Business Association, said new tariffs on U.S. dairy products aren't helping either. Also, the tariffs on steel used to make machinery and grain bins and that sort of thing. All of that has led many farmers to just call it quits, sell the cows, sell the equipment, and recoup whatever they can. Speaking of tariffs and trade, the United States may no longer have a trade deal with Canada, as President Trump has promised to blow up NAFTA. But that is not stopping the state of Indiana from making its own deal with our neighbors to the north. Indiana's Director of Agriculture and its Lieutenant Governor signed an Agriculture and Economic Development Partnership with their counterparts in the Canadian province of Manitoba. As you may have heard Max report yesterday, this is National Farm Safety Week, and we've had too many reports this summer of people being killed when farm tractors turn over. Now the story is of a lawn tractor turning over. It happened in the northeast Iowa town of Fairbank, where a 12-year-old boy died when a riding lawnmower overturned and pinned him. The boy apparently stopped the mower on an incline, and then it rolled and pinned him underneath. So, be it in the yard or on the farm, please be careful out there. Oh, be careful on the highways too, please, because construction season is continuing. Outside Chicago, a construction worker was run over and killed while working on the Tri-State Tollway. In western Wisconsin, a bear cub had a Winnie the Pooh moment. It wasn't a honeypot, though, that got stuck on its head. It was a hard plastic globe, the kind used in lighting. A passerby spotted the cub having a problem and called the sheriff. Deputies threw a net over the cub and used a squad car to keep a very unhappy mama bear away while deputies and two bear hunters worked on the cub. Oh, it took a while. Pliers, tin snips, and pruning shears didn't work. Finally, they got some bolt cutters, and that got the globe slipped off of the little cub's head. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.